Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, Chicago's afternoon news. Dan Hampton coming up in 1 second. We were talking about James Bond. Ashley Byhun, what were you saying about James Bond if he was an American? Nope, I don't hear you, Ashley, on the mic. I got you potted up over here. Hopefully I didn't ruin it. We'll save that joke for a little bit later, everyone. That's a tease. Let's get right to Dan Hampton. He's sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, the Hall of Famer. Hamp, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, everything's good. Looking forward to the big showdown in Las Vegas. I mean, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we already had Justin Fields' first start, but this feels like the start of the era, right?
Well, you know, here's the deal. The young quarterback is, you know, earned the right to play, and now we're going to see what he's got. Now it's up to the coaching staff to protect him, know what he is capable of, and let's see what he's got. I will tell you this: last week he was spectacular on a lot of different downfield reads. If he can do that again, this is good stuff.
I imagine for Bears fans, there's got to be some expectations that you have to have coming into the game and into his career. But, I mean, there's going to be bumps along the way. I mean, people got to give him a little grace on that sort of stuff. I'd imagine Matt Nagy feels the same way, right?
Yeah, but you, guess what? In the NFL, the bumps, you know, they... They're expected, but they're not necessary. He can do a lot of good things without having you know, some of the problems. I will tell you this: last week he was able to you know, ascertain some of the reads and go downfield that a lot of young quarterbacks just don't have. And he's fearless. And to me, he looks like he is capable of just saying, hey, we're ready to go. Let's make something happen.
The Raiders are 3-1 in a pretty tough AFC West. Giving up a lot of points, though. I mean, they're a team that you can score on.
Yeah, they got a pretty good pass rush. We know that that David Carr is, you know, pretty well, you know, ensconced as a sharpshooter, and he can make some plays. The bottom line is our defense has got to be a part of this. You know, everybody's talking about the offense, talking about Justin Fields. I think it's all about the defense, where we can make some things happen, where we turn them over and get the offense some easy scoring positions.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, obviously turnovers played a huge part in the last game for the Bears, and they're crucial in a win because, you know, the best thing you can do for a young quarterback is not set him up where he's got 80 yards to the end zone every time. If he can have some short field opportunities, you know, that gives him a lot of opportunity.
Well, that is the key. And you know what? Guess what? Our defense is playing pretty well. Mac is playing like the guy that we saw 2 years ago. We know that Robert Quinn is turning the corner, stripping the quarterback. These are things that the Raiders are going to have to deal with. Now, if we can continue that same kind of pass rush, which we lead the NFL with 15 sacks, which is great, if we can continue to build on that, then the offense, you know, they don't have to do a whole lot. But the bottom line is we are going to have to be able to just keep our composure. It's going to be a real loud experience. And for a young quarterback, the silent count, all those things, it's going to be kind of scary, but the defense has got to really play great.
Yeah, and you know, one wrinkle in this is losing David Montgomery for some time. Obviously, if you're looking at second and five, second and four, like he's been able to provide on some of his first down runs, it's a lot easier situation for the quarterback. I mean, Damian Williams has got to step up big in this game. I think Hamp agrees. That's the silent treatment by Hampton. I said such a profound thing that Hamp agrees. Hamp, do you agree the running game's got to be there too? I think we lost Hamp. We're going to try and put him on hold, see if we can get him back. Because I want a prediction from Hamp. Yeah. Kevin Paul, you answer my question.
Yeah, no, I was going to jump in and ask Hamp the same question about how he feels about the depth of this running back position. David Montgomery is likely going to get placed on the short-term injured reserve with this knee injury he's dealing with. I have some faith in Damian Williams. A lot of people are high on Khalil Herbert, the rookie they drafted. Kind of has more of a build like a David Montgomery. You figure he could be more of the bruiser type compared to Damian Williams, more of a slasher, has a little bit more speed. But I actually think they have some decent depth at the running back position, which is a good thing. Although David Montgomery was, you know,
so good.
Probably their best player all year.
Oh, yeah. We actually got Hamp back. Hamp, what do you think about the running game with losing David Montgomery? I mean, you still got to commit to the run, but that's going to be key if they can avoid second and third and longs.
Absolutely. You know, Damian Williams is, as you said, he's a slasher. He can do things that are really beneficial, but there's no way you can replace David Montgomery. I mean, he was just amazing with his ability to break tackles and make yards after contact. But at some point, the offense has got to realize that we have to be very smart, very concise, and do the running game, and then build on it with the play action. You know, Ed Obradovich talks about it week after week. The play action has got to be a big part of this offense, and if they don't, realize that, then we're going to make a lot of mistakes. We've got to be able to build on the running game with the play action.
Hampton will be at 11 a.m. on Sunday and at 6 p.m. also after the Bears game, too. Hamp, you got a prediction?
I look for the Bears to upset them 17-14.
Oh.
It's going to be a low-scoring game. The defenses, they're both going to get after people, and we're going to win.
Hamp, I love it. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right, go Bears.
Go Bears. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. News next on WGN.